So I got the Matmos boys here, Drew and Martin. One's in pink and one is not. And they've been doing this great mix of stuff. Really, really fun. There's a lot of gear around. And I'm loving every minute of it. And just apologize for my quick fade, my abrupt fade. I said it isn't like your
fade was
effing perfect
beautiful
fade.
And perfect.
Oh, look at that.
It was like a skin bracer. Ah! Ouch, but I needed
no, it.
It
wasn't.
I needed it.
It was like a long and gentle caress.
Oh,
French
sweet
curve,
talk.
As they say.
Sweet talk and flattery will get you everywhere. So each of you, in turn, describe a perfect day to me.
Oh, you first.
Oh, gosh. I suppose I had a pretty perfect one today in that I was able to tumble out of bed and put on pajamas and start up my computer and work on a friend's piece of music for him and just enjoy that. Having the free time to create is sort of important. So I'd say I'm a kind of a homebody, though. I mean, that's not the most
that's your sign.
Answer. But yeah, being able to tumble out of bed and do that. I guess the crappy part of today was that I tried to go get contact lenses.
Oh, I thought you were going to say condoms.
No, and I freaked out. I wasn't able to relax my eye muscles enough to allow other people to put contact lenses into my eyes.
Maybe it's a sign.
Yeah.
Just forget about
it. It's just not for me. I guess it's sort of the folly of my vanity has been chastised by my own musculature.
Well, I like glasses anyway. I have nothing against glasses. I'm kind
she
of
she says without glasses.
No, look.
Oh no.
I'm kind of a Luddite in terms of like screwing around with the bot, you know, like
I think sticking,
extreme
sticking slivers of glass in your eye.
Thank you. And the, you know, the extreme makeover shtick and like that whole deal. It's like, no.
Martin, what's your perfect day?
Yes.
I'm going to cop out of it, and I'm going to say that I'm much more of a sort of watercourse way sort of person, and the idea of sort of setting up a perfect day would be sort of an invitation to not ever having it. But there are many days that I've had and I intend to have that are absolutely beautiful.
I guess there's that Nietzsche quote, I love not knowing the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you cultivate that attitude, then there's a sort of infinite number of potential perfect days. Whereas if you got fixated on needing like 9 tubs of ice cream and,
oh,
you know,
yeah, of
like
course.
Great sex with, yeah. You know, movie stars A through Q, then, you know, you're just doomed to frustration.
Yeah, that wasn't the implication
no,
of the question
not.
At all.
But those are the things that come up in my mind when you,
the
when
9
you ask
tubs
that
question.
Of, no, not the ice cream.
But you are the performer of the infamous song My Pleasure, so we do associate your voice with a
which
certain
I've stopped myself
catalog.
From playing 3 times, because it is a radio standard for me to
it's
play that.
It's a radio
that.
Standard, yeah. Well, yeah, that would be nice in the mix, just to throw a little barb in. But
all
you
right.
know that was, you understand that was years ago. That was a different era. And I'm working on something now by Melody Sumner Carnahan.
Oh, great.
That called Invitation. That's what I was telling you. I was going to use the piano bar and the lightning.
Oh, nice.
All right.
And to me, it's so different, but it's not different. It's very short, and it's like a My Pleasure for my age group now.
Okay.
And for 2005. You know, for our era
the
now.
The priorities have shifted.
Very different. Yeah, it's not grim, but it's extremely different. I can't wait. Now it's sort of, you know, maybe now I can work on it and get more excited about it. So, what else? Oh, yeah. What's the earliest music that you remember hearing?
Ooh.
As a kid?
My father is a big fan of opera. And he is also a woodworker. I would say a carpenter, except, I mean, he does things like he builds picture frames and furniture and so on. He's not a carpenter. I don't know what you call that. He works with wood. And I would very often, all the way into my teens, wake up on Sunday mornings to the sound of the opera turned up loud enough for him to hear over his circular saw. And then that magical combination of that ripping, ringing.
No wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah. Sort of a Luigi Russolo.
That, and we grew yeah. up. I grew up in Burlingame, and so it was the trio was the circular saw, the opera, and
Burlingame
is where the airport is. Oh, so my entire childhood, every 20 minutes, there was this outrageous subsonic roar. So it was,
That explains a lot. Did you know this?
Not at first, no. I mean, I've met the father and seen the woodshop in question, so it's not hard to put all the pieces together and imagine.
Well, he is now quite deaf, so yeah, he's pretty much given up on opera, which is sad.
Mm.
I grew up in Kentucky and lived across the street from a church and a block away from the train tracks.
Oh.
So I had my own kind of, you know, religious bells tolling and then lots of, like, you know, lonesome whistle sounds.
Aww.
So yeah, it was great sound. And then of course in the South in the summer, you know, the crickets and stuff at night. So I'd say those are, I mean, yeah.
So now, yeah, this explains the mix. Okay, uh-huh. This is good. This is a good thing. What else did I want to ask you?
Are we supposed to say what we played in that last huge chunk?
Listen to Mr. Trainspotter. He's like, I want to say the names. I want to say the names.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, just maybe in case people are curious, that we ended with that long piano piece, which is by Keith Fullerton Whitman from a forthcoming record called Multiples, which is really good. And before that, it was Bach. And before that, it was Coyle and Sharp with Threeism, which was preceded by...
I like Threeism.
Yeah, that was funny. Janet Cardiff, an audio artist who records walks, and then you go to the gallery and you rent a CD player and headphones and you take her walk.
Oh, I thought you meant WOKS.
No.
Okay, she records cooking.
Yeah, she's an amazing.
Should we take a call on the air?
Yeah, sure. Why not? If there is one.
Hang on there. Let's see if we can get you out. If I remember any of this.
There was the Aluar horns from the Zaire border of Uganda also in there.
KPFA. What am I
doing wrong? Hello? What's happening? There's a train coming through the station.
Oh, there it is.
Ah,
yeah.
Wow.
Hi, person on the telephone.
Are you, hi. Hi, person.
Hi.
Are you high? Not yet.
I'm always high on life. The real... Are you down by the train tracks on the Southern Pacific?
I'm the airport. He's the train tracks.
Hey, I just love that with the opera and the song going on.
Me too.
The airport.
I know.
Oh, man. But one wonderfulest time I ever spent, I was teaching at a new college down in Florida, in the airport. It was near the Barnum Bailey Circus Mansions, the brothers. And it was right next to the airport. And people would go out in the airport, right in the middle of the airport at night, tripping their brains out and watch the jets come over their head and land.
I've done that same thing in San Diego. You can stand right under the...
I mean, you know, you can figure it out so they won't kill you, but you never know. and that experience might be well, I guess that's true too, yeah. You know? But the experience of not knowing on acid.
There were all these great reviews of this noise band, the Hafler Trio, when they would play live. People said, "Oh, it's like a plane is taking off in the room," and you kind of think, "Well, you could save $20 and just go to the airport, you know?"
Yes, yes.
And just have it again and again,
again
and
again
and again.
I actually have a 12-hour layover in Paris at the airport in a couple weeks, so maybe I should just bring some tabs and enjoy.
Bring a frufla, one of those meditation cushions.
Okay.
And just make out you're a monk. Bring orange.
A frufla?
Uh-huh.
What do they call them?
Is it that round, the round sort of high pillow, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
A huffle. A huffle?
A huffle
fufla? A flip.
Stopping from flopping?
A heffalump.
A flip-flop is a presidential name, isn't it?
Is a president flufla?
I don't know why they...
That's what a brassiere is in German. Stoppen from flopping.
Oh, Barb.
I know. What can I say? What was the heffalump did it? It's your fault. Don't blame me.
You guys are way over modulated. You're pinning my needle. I know.
I can't hear anything.
It's like all...
I know, but it's because of the phone. Now I can't get you to... So, well, I'm going to say goodbye then, okay?
But I want to tell you...
Then don't complain.
No. I just wanted to hear you. Well, you were like about 20 decibels down on that last piece. I came in and I thought, there's nothing on the radio. And I turned it off and I thought, oh, there's something. And I turned it up and went, oh, there's something. They're going to blast me. And he said, no, hey, that's good.
Interactive piece.
But it was really quiet.
Oh, we'll get it louder now.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, it's nice to hear you again, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, talking to people on the phone on the radio.
Breaking it down for you on the phone on the radio.
Yeah. Well, too quiet and too loud simultaneously.
Yeah.
Am I just too close to my mic?
No, not at all. I don't think I have the...
Let's not play the blame game, people.
Where's Tim Perkis? Not Tim Perkis.
When we need him.
No, who did you say was your board op before?
Oh, Mark Trail.
Oh, that was a long, long time ago. Yeah, let's not play the blame game. So,
it's like having Robert Oppenheimer drive your car or something.
You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and KZFR in Chico from midnight to 6. Gotta love those Chicoans. Is that how you say it?
Chiquistas.
Chicos people.
Yeah.
Chicos people. Okay, well, give me a call and tell me how to say it. What do you call it? Like Chicagoan? San Franciscan?
Chicoan?
Berkeleyite? Broccoliite? Berserkleyite? Chicoan?
Cheeks. Maybe just Sheiks.
Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Cheeks of California.
We met all these cheeks.
Okay. Back to the drawing board. It's been real.